Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Ayin. We are up to Siv Dalet, the top line on page 472. Says the Mechaber in Siv Dalet, Anshei Chotzer Shehoyu Kulam Ochlim Al Shulchan Echad. You have different members of a Chotzer, and they all ate together on one table. Afal pisha kol echad yesh lo bayis bifnei atzmo, even though each one had their own house. So they each slept in their own house, maybe their own bungalow, and they ate together in the camp dining room, the camp table. So einum tzrichem eruv, zokta mechaber, even if they each sleep in their own houses, but they're eating at the same table, they do not need an eruv. Mipnei shehem ka'anche bayis echad, they are considered like the members of one house. If their chatzar wants to join together and make an eruv with an adjoining chatzar, so eruv echad upas echad bilvad molichin laosel mokum shema arvin imo. So they can send over one portion of bread for the eruv into the place where they're leaving the eruv. And if the Erev was brought to them in their chatzar, so einum tzrichim loseis Erev. None of them have to contribute to the Erev. Kedin bayish shemanichim bo Erev, like the halacha that we learned of the house in which the Erev is placed. Shekol elu habotim kebayis echorim chashuvim. All these houses of the people that eat together by one table are considered one bayis. So the Mechaber again says, people are living in different houses, but they're eating together at one table. They're considered like one, and if they are joining another chatzar and an Erev, they send over one portion on behalf of all of them, and if the Erev is coming to their chatzar, none of them have to contribute any food, they're considered like one. The Ramah adds on and says, V'chein im harbe balibatim ochlem b'cheder echad kol echad al shulchano. The Ramah expands this and says, not only if they are sitting at one table and eating, but even if they are sitting in one dining room and eating at different tables, they're still considered like one. Even though each one is sleeping in his own room, Eruv Echad Lekulam, they only need one Eruv for everyone. Since there is no wall separating the place of their eating, it's like the case that we had earlier of five people that are living in a mansion. Even though sometimes they may spread out some kind of curtain for privacy from the other people, that's not called a mechitza, since it's not done in a set way, it's just done there once in a while, done for tznius reasons. So the Ramah really, as the Mishabruh is going to tell us, taking the Mechaber's case and expanding it, halacha l'maisa, this will be very practical, again, like the case I was saying, in a case of a camp where everyone is eating together in the same dining room, even though they're at different tables, they're each sleeping in their own bungalow, eating together, it says Mefurash over here, they would not need to make an Eruv. Says the Mishabruh, Sekadon Lamedvav, Ochlem al Shulchan Echad, the Mechaber says they're eating at one table. Afal pisha kol echad ochel mishalo. Even though they're eating their own food, but they're sitting at one table, they're considered like one. If you look at note number 33, it points out a very important thing. They're ochem al shulchan echad haynu b'shabbos. This means that they're eating their Shabbos sudas together. The afal pisha b'yamos hachol ochel kol echad b'beis. Even though during the week they're each eating in their own houses. Kein kosav al shulchan aruch harav, v'chein mashmoz divrei achazanish, v'chein herich b'shalchilis b'tzel chachma, v'hochiach me rishonim v'achronim, yipruz v'rishonim v'achronim, sh'adover nikpa lufi mokom achilasa b'shabbos. It all goes by where you eat on Shabbos. Ela shedayik miloshen haRambam, but he's medayik in the Rambam, shetolu adover v'mokom achilasa b'choy mosha shavua, that the Rambam holds not that way. It's masha from the Rambam that it goes by where you eat the whole week. And he goes on in the note of the Schas, if it has to be one suit of Shabbos, and more details on this point, but the idea is that if they sit together on one shulchan on Shabbos for the sudos, they're considered one. Says the Mishnah, even though they each have their own houses, lulina for sleeping, vilishar tashmishin, and for other activities, ukid lakame. They're all one Erev. They're joining together with another chatzar, so they only have to give one portion, and whoever wants to give it can give his bread. The ain sarach lazakos. He does not need to be mazaka on behalf of the others. They're really all one team. The shlichusa de kulu kavid, by him giving bread over to the other chatzar, that's on behalf of everyone. He's like a shliach for everyone. only one person has to give over. Sivkatan Lamites goes on the Ramah, V'chein, V'chuli, Kol Elchar al Shulchano HaRamah Hosef. The Ramah is adding on to the Mechaber, the Lav Dafka al Shulchanecha, like we pointed out, it doesn't have to be that they're mamish eating at one table, to Hu Adin al Shulchanos Miuchados, it could all be that they're all eating at different tables, Ho'ol Shein B'Bayis Echa, since they're eating at one house, that gives them a din of one. If they're only joining together themselves, they don't need an Erev at all. If they're joining with the neighboring Chatzar, they only have to send over one portion. If it comes to them, they don't have to contribute anything. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kotan Nem, Havi Kechamisha Shishosu B'Traklin. It's like the case that we had previously of five people living in a Traklin. The Alkane, and therefore, Afilu Haisa Shom Mechitza. Even if there was a wall separating the place where they were eating, just the wall doesn't reach the ceiling or within three tfachim of the ceiling, the wall is not there, and they're considered like one group. So says the Beis Yosef. We said the reason why, even if they separate a wall, sometimes for tznius, it's not called a wall, it's below have shom bekvias. It's not there for a kvias. The ain person osa elokisha osa dvar tznius. They only put the wall to separate when they're doing something private, and therefore it's not considered a separation. Note 34 points out another reason from the Beis Yosef and the Levush. Shekevan shevilon zeh, since this curtain, Eino kavua milamata, it's not tied on the bottom. Shareke shirotzen lasos dover shel tznius, because when they want to do something private, motchim oso, they stretch it out. V'yachar kach mesalkin oso, and then they quickly remove it. So nechshav l'mechitza she'eino yechol l'lamu b'ruach mutsuya, she'eino nashavas mechitza, like we saw before, that's not called a mechitza. So we have two reasons why it's not a mechitza. It's not there b'kvias, or it's not a kvias like a wall. And therefore, it would not count as a wall, and therefore they're counted all as one party. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Misha Ochel B'Mokom Echad, a person eats in one place, V'yoshein B'Mokom Acher, and he sleeps in another place. We'll see in the Mishabura, he eats in one chatzer, and he sleeps in another chatzer. So Mekom Achilasa Hua Iker, V'Sham Hu Oser, like we've seen already many times, that where a person eats is the Iker location, and that's where he will Aser. The chatzer where he eats is the place where if he doesn't contribute to the Erev, he will ruin their Erev. Hilkach, therefore, Ha'achin Sha'ochlen B'Beis Avihem, brothers that are eating in their father's home, v'yishenim b'bateyim, and they all go and sleep in their own homes, einam osrim, they will not aser. V'imnosein lahem pras, if he's just giving them food, v'ochlim b'bateyim, but they're eating in their own houses, then osrim, because again, it goes by where you eat, it doesn't go by what you eat. So even if he's giving them the food, but eating in their own houses, they're considered their own houses, and they will aser in that chatzer if they don't contribute to the Erev. This whole discussion that they possibly can aser because they're eating the food in their own houses, that is when they are giving the Erev to another place. And we'll explain exactly what this means in the Mishabura. But if the other members of the chatzar are putting the Erev in one of the brother's houses, or the father's house, or there's no one else in the chatzar, just the father and his sons who are brothers, they don't need to make an Erev. So we saw a similar idea previously, but if they're sending the Erev to one of the other members of the chatzar, they all must contribute. But if the Erev from the other people is coming to one of them, then they don't have to contribute, they're all considered like one. Explains the Mishabura Sivkadam and Beis. The case is that the Mechaber, one's eating b'mokom echad, and he's yoshim b'mokom acher. Rotzalomar b'chatzar acher. So he eats in chatzar A, and he sleeps in chatzar B. Sivkadam mem gimel. The Mechaber said, the place where he eats is the Iker. That's where he asers. Therefore, the Mechaber said, brothers that are eating in their father's house and they're sleeping in their own houses, Einam Osrim. Says the Mishabura Pirish, Lo b'mekom hashena, not in the place where they sleep, they will not aser there. Kishalo ervu im shar anshi achatzer. In the chatzer where they sleep, they only sleep there. So if they don't contribute to the Erev in that chatzer, they don't aser. V'lo b'mekom ha'achila, and they also won't aser in the place where they are eating. Shehem nigrorim achar aviyam, they're dragged after their father. V'yotzim be'eruvo. So when they're eating in their father's house, in chatzer A, and they're sleeping in chatzer B, they don't aser either place, because in their father's chatzer, they're part of the father's household. So whatever he does, they're covered. And when it comes to the other chatzer, they only sleep there, so therefore they don't contribute to the Erev, they don't aser. Sivkata memdalet, if they don't eat by their father, they only get a pras, pirush. Shehem mekablim hotza mibeis aviyem. They get money from their father's house. Ve'ein chiluk bein kishem mekablim lechem amos. It doesn't matter if this hotza is actually bread, it's the food itself, or it's money. Either way, they will aser. Sefkatim emhei, ala achayram on the others. Ve'hu adin zel zekishlo irvu. And so too, if there's two brothers getting food from their father, and each eating in their house, if they don't make an erev together, they will aser on each other. Ve'afilu heim darim b'chotzer achasim aviyem. Even if they are living, the two brothers with their father in one chotzer, they'll aser. Ho'ul ve'enam ochum al shulchanu mamish. Since they're not eating in the father's table, they're not eating in his house, they're considered separate houses, even though they're eating from his food, and they would have to make an erev together, even if the chotzer is only the father and his sons. Sivkotan memvov. The Mechaber then said that this is only true when the Erev is going to someone else's house. Pirish, Eimasai Amrinan, when do we say Shekabolas Pras Einamol? That when only getting the bread or the money, it doesn't help. Kishechutzmin Ha'achin Va'aviyem, when in the Chatzar, besides the brothers and the father, Hayu Oda Yorim B'Chatzar, there were other people living in the Chatzar. V'huskeku La'Eruv, and they required an Eruv. V'hinichu Oso Eitzel Echad Me'adayorim, and the Eruv was being placed by one of the other people, not one of the family members. Meaning then we say, Kishem Shasha'ari Dioran Asri Zelze, the same way the other dwellers in the Chatzar Asr on each other, Imlo Hayu Ma'arvin, if they didn't make an Erev, so Inhunami Asri Adadi, so these brothers also Asr on each other. Aval Kishaini Ma'an Dioran Achen B'Chatzar, but if there's no one else in the Chatzar, just the father and his sons, so Heim Ba'atzman Ein Maskikin Le'Erev, they themselves do not require an Erev. Since at least they are accepting the money or food from their father, the father is able to join them together and make them like one. So it's only when there are other people there and they have to contribute towards the Erev of the other people, then we view them as separate entities. But if the whole chatzar is just the father and his sons, so then the fact that he gives them the money or the food does join them together and they don't need an Erev. Not only that, the same thing is true if there are other people living there, but the Erev is going to one of those family members, either to the father or to the brothers. So Amrinim, we say, since the place where the Erev is being placed, that person is potter from contributing, because he has a din of the house where the Erev is being placed, so gam sha'ar echav nami peturin, so also the other brothers are potter, mitam hanalak, for the reason we said before. So again, if they're getting the pras from the father, if there are other members of the chatzar and the Erev is going to one of the other members, they all have to contribute. But if there's no other members in the chatzar, they don't need an Erev. If there are other members of the chatzar and they're bringing the Erev to one of them, then they do not need to contribute to the Erev. They all are considered the bias where the Erev is placed. And finally, Sivkadim emzayin be'echa mibatim elu. So he said, if it's placed in one of their houses, Ratzalomar, O Eitzel Av, O Eitzel Achin, whether it's placed in the father's house or one of the brother's houses, that makes them all consider the house in which the Erev is placed, where they will not have to contribute. We'll stop here and continue with Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.